They say the only thing that's constant is change. And boy, is that ever true when it comes to job hunting. Hi, I'm Rob West. If you're ready to look for a job, there's some things you need to consider to make your job hunt a happy experience. Some you know, some you may not. I'll talk about them today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Some of the ways of finding work are timeless, but others are definitely new. For example, there was a time when you just polished up your resume, sent it out, and then waited for a phone call or email from a hiring manager. That's definitely no longer the case. But let's talk first about the rules that haven't changed, and we'll start with one that gives many job seekers a queasy feeling. And that's networking. By some estimates, about 85% of jobs are filled without ever being advertised. With networking, who you know can be on par with what you know. So make a plan to contact at least one person you know in your line of work every day and let them know that you're looking and the kind of job you're seeking. Keep a list of people you've talked to and notes about the conversation. That's not so hard, is it? But this is how you really overcome the fear of networking. Always ask the other person if they're also looking. Offer to be on the lookout for opportunities for them as well. If you make a good part of the conversation about the other person, you won't feel like you're being a burden. Another thing that hasn't changed is that you must always be looking for ways to improve your job skills. And that's if you're actively seeking a new job or not. It's easier than ever these days to find online classes for additional training. Concentrate on skills that transfer to other types of businesses or industries. For example, things like customer service, HR, and bookkeeping. Then update your resume and LinkedIn profile to show those skills or certifications and specify how they've increased revenue or cut expenses in your current or previous jobs. Now, we've talked in the past about how important it is when interviewing to never say anything bad about your current or previous employers or on social media. Odds are it won't affect your old boss much, but it certainly can hurt you. Hiring managers routinely screen a prospect's social media postings, and if they see you bad-mouthing someone, they'll assume you'll do it to them, too. And while we're at it, do I have to say never post any kind of objectionable material on social media? In a Career Builder survey, 57% of employers said they found content on social media that made them eliminate an otherwise promising candidate. So never put anything up you wouldn't want your grandmother to see, and these days she probably would. So all of that still holds true, but what has changed is that you have to take social media to a new level. It's not just about avoiding bad content. You want to use those platforms to highlight your favorable attributes. That same Career Builder survey found that 70% of employers use social media to check up on candidates, and this should drive the point home. 43% said that an applicant's social media content contributed to their decision to extend a job offer. That's how important social media has become. So you want to use Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to highlight your career-related skills, not just to post recipes or brag about your Cancun vacation. Now, if you haven't been in the job hunt for the past couple of years, there's an entirely new thing you have to adapt to, and that's making a good impression in a video interview. Because one survey has revealed that a whopping 86% of companies are now using video platforms for interviews, and they plan to keep using them. So if you've never done a video interview before, it's a good idea to set up a practice session with a family member or friend so you can get comfortable with the process. Position your computer so there's a professional-looking background, or at least nothing that appears untidy. Adjust your camera so you're eye-to-eye with the interviewer. Dress much like you would for an in-person interview. Alert others in the house not to disturb you during the interview, and close the door to keep out noise and pets from the room. You don't want your cat walking across your keyboard during the interview. Also, have a copy of your resume and other related paperwork handy in case the interviewer refers to it. And finally, follow up the online interview with an email no later than the next day. Do those things and you're far more likely to have a happy job hunting experience. All right, your calls are next. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We'll be back before you know it. Stick around.
On American Family Radio, hi, I'm Barry McGuire. I'm a layman here to remind you that faith sharing is a barometer for your spiritual health. As a Christian, sharing your faith has to go beyond what used to be called lifestyle evangelism. Living a good life in front of your friends and neighbors, that's important, yes, but not at the sacrifice of telling the good news of the gospel to everyone you meet. Scripture is clear. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for your hope. Colossians 4, 5, and 6 acknowledges your actions toward others, but also admonishes you to let your conversation be seasoned with salt, so that you know how to answer everyone. And having said that, there's this reminder that your walk has to match your talk. So let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. If you need help sharing your faith, go to igniteamerica.com.
If you're investing for retirement or any other goal, you may be wondering if it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market. Sound Mind Investing has a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. SMI has helped tens of thousands of Christians learn to be wise and faithful stewards in the area of investing. Profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market at soundmindinvesting.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Harrington, founder of the pro-life group Created Equal and host of Activist Radio, The Mark Harrington Show. Created Equal is all about saving the lives of unborn children. Each week, I cover the latest pro-life news and feature interviews with unsung heroes from across the nation who are making a difference for the cause of life, liberty, and justice. Join me every Sunday afternoon at 5:30 for The Mark Harrington Show here on American Family Radio and discover how you, too, can help protect the lives of the most innocent among us.
Siri, I need some advice.
What's up?
I have questions about planning for retirement, long-term care insurance. I don't know where to start.
It sounds like you need the MoneyWise app. It's a free app that will help you find those answers and more.
Really?
Sure thing. You can ask your questions within the app and access helpful articles and MoneyWise podcasts.
Sounds great. Siri, download the MoneyWise app.
Okay, searching for MoneyWise on the App Store. Learn more at app.moneywise.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. Looking forward to your calls and questions today as we mine the scriptures and apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. Whatever you're dealing with today as you think about being found faithful as a steward of God's resources, we want to help you. Give us a call at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Today we'll tackle some listener questions. We'll, of course, take your calls. We'll also tackle the subject of envy today. We probably won't settle it. It's not going anywhere, but I'll at least speak to the financial implications of 1 Corinthians 13 because it warns us about envy, and this can be really destructive. It's a common human emotion, but it's one we've got to get a handle on, and it certainly has financial implications. There's actually an antidote for envy that I'll talk about today a little later in the broadcast. So a lot to come today. We're just getting ready and rolling up our sleeves. So let's go to the phones. Oklahoma, Sean, thank you for calling. Go right ahead.
Rob, I got a question. I have been out of a job since July of 18. I have a little side hustle going on with my woodworking and stuff, but I've applied for about 40 positions with one of the Native American tribes here in Oklahoma. I have yet to hear anything back. I've had two interviews that went fabulous. I have a recruiter. When I call her, it's, well, you know, you're doing the right thing. Just keep doing what you're doing. But it's getting, you know, from 1 to 10 on the frustration level, I'm at 50.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, I certainly understand that.
I have a bachelor's in psychology. You know, I'm really, really frustrated, and I don't want to apply somewhere else and settle for something that's out of my field. And, you know, what am I doing the right thing? The guy that I interviewed with, I even sent him an email.
Yeah.
And just kind of, you know, hey, I know you're busy. Would you, you know, and I have yet to hear anything back.
Yeah. And how long has this been going on, Sean?
Oh, goodness. Probably 4 months now.
Yeah. 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 I can understand your frustration. Unfortunately, it seems like you may want to broaden your search a bit. You know, I think your area of operation may be too small. And so obviously you're dependent upon one prospective employer, and depending upon their immediate need right now, the urgency they have to fill that position, that may not match with your readiness for a job as much as that might be the area that you're targeting. And so I think it might be time to broaden your search. Now, just because you broaden your search, although I don't know specifically what your skill set is and what you're looking to do, doesn't mean you have to settle. I think perhaps there's something else in a, you know, different context or locale that could still tap right into your skill set and passion. The other thing I might offer, Sean, and we'd be happy to provide this if you'd take advantage of it at no cost, just as our gift to you. There's a career assessment called Career Direct that not only matches up your skills and passions, but also how God has wired you. It really brings in that aspect to it as well. It normally, there's a cost for it, of course, but we'd be happy to provide this at no cost, along with one of the Career Direct coaches who could help you analyze the results over the telephone. And, you know, maybe, Sean, there is something else that's kind of below the surface that this might uncover that you hadn't considered that would allow you to tap into a few other options. But I think regardless of whether you do the career assessment to look for other options, I think, you know, broadening your search may make some sense. And who knows, this job may come through. I just, you know, putting all your eggs in one basket when it's completely out of your control and you need to find work, that's the thing that's disconcerting to me.
Okay. That sounds awesome.
Would you want to take advantage of the career assessment?
Absolutely.
Awesome. We'd be delighted to provide it. You just stay on the line, Sean. I'm going to have Pat get your information. We'll have a career counselor get in touch with you, give you the link to go through the assessment online, and then get that consultation scheduled. Again, no cost, just our way of saying we're glad you're a part of the MoneyWise family and happy to serve you. Let us know how it turns out so we can celebrate with you as God provides. Take care, Sean. To Texas, Donna, thank you for calling. Go right ahead.
Well, I may be somewhat similar to the gentleman who was just speaking. My daughter has graduated from a community college, has a degree in equine science and is employed in the equine industry, but isn't really certain that's her long-term goal.
Yeah.
And she's not certain what her long-term goal is. So there is an organization we have heard of. It's not the one you just mentioned, but they basically do a day-long interview and questioning and testing to determine what your gifting and talenting is, not interest, because they say your interest will change.
Yeah.
So where are you gifted? Where might you succeed? And my question is, that particular group charges about $1,000.
Yeah.
And do you feel that that's a worthwhile investment to determine a career path?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, investing in this type of more thorough analysis to make sure you're lining up your passions and your skills, but also, you know, God's design, his fingerprint on you is absolutely worthwhile. I think, you know, obviously I don't know this particular organization. That's not a, you know, an entry point that a lot of people would be comfortable with, but I'm not saying there's not great value there. Perhaps we can do the same thing we did with Sean, with your daughter, Donna, and I'd be delighted, although I can't do this for everyone. Career Direct has been great to us, and we have a great relationship, and I'd be happy to extend the same thing to you, which is maybe you start with the Career Direct assessment that we would provide just complimentary as our gift to you. She could go through that, and it's about an hour and a half consultation after that, so it's not certainly a day long, but it really is pretty intensive and in-depth to explore really the results of that and help give her a pathway forward, and it wouldn't cost you anything. So you could at least start there. If it uncovers everything you need, which just based on my experience with Career Direct, it probably will, then you're done. At that point, though, if you wanted to go further, you could decide to take this day-long option. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
Awesome. Well, we'd be happy to do it. And again, if you just stay on the line, Pat will grab your information. We'll get the same thing out to you. And my only request to you, Donna, is that you just get back to us and let us know how it turned out. But we're thrilled to be able to do this for you. God bless you. May in Arkansas, you're next on the program. Go ahead.
For taking my call.
Sure.
I'm 75 years old, and I'm hoping to retire next year. And, of course, I'll be getting my Social Security check, but then on the side, I have an IRA with $65,000 in that. But it's broken up into almost all the categories of industrials, utilities, energy, health care. So I'm wondering, do I need to combine all those into just a couple of the sectors?
Yeah. I think the bigger question, May, is really not as much about the sectors as it is the allocation of the investments among, stocks to bonds first. What does that break down? Is it an entirely stock portfolio?
Yes.
It is. Okay. And are you comfortable with that? I mean, especially given it sounds like you're going to be drawing an income from the IRA to supplement Social Security. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So typically we would, when you get to 75, I mean, if we use a typical rule of thumb, and that's just a starting point, we would have maybe around 35% stocks, 65% bonds. So you're certainly much more concentrated toward the stock side, if not exclusively, which is just going to add to the volatility. And when we're in a capital distribution phase where you're converting it to income, we want it to be a little more stable than that. So let's do this. I've got to take a quick break. If you don't mind, you hold the line and we'll talk about where you go from here just around the corner. This is MoneyWise. We'll be right back.
Do you think it's okay for biological males to change in girls' dressing rooms, take college scholarships reserved for women, and use the legal system against females who disagree? The Department of Education does. They're proposing a new rule to force schools, colleges and universities, and females in general to accept an LGBTQ redefinition of gender. Let your voice be heard today and tell the Biden administration you oppose this new rule. Find all the details at afa.net.
God's Word is packed with life-changing wisdom about your finances, and MoneyWise is here to help you and millions of others learn to be wise stewards. As a nonprofit organization, we rely on help from MoneyWise patrons, supporters of this mission, to help us continue and expand our outreach. Has God provided financial answers for you through this ministry? If so, please consider becoming a monthly MoneyWise patron. Visit MoneyWise.org and click Give on the homepage.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to show love for one another by sharing each other's health costs. Through CHM's voluntary health cost sharing programs, members uplift each other spiritually and financially. CHM is an eligible option under the Affordable Care Act and a Better Business Bureau accredited charity. Interested? Learn more by calling 800-791-6225 or online at chministries.org.
Well, we'd always wanted to leave some of our money for God, but we didn't know where or how.
Bernie and Alice Larson are faithful supporters of the American Family Association.
We felt like this was put into our laps as answer to our prayers as to what we could do after we're gone.
You can learn more about charitable annuities and other financial products at AFAFoundation.net or call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
How should we as Christians think about investing? What if we could invest our money in a way that aligns with what we believe? At Eventide, we believe it is possible to love God and love our neighbor in the very practice of investing. We design investments for performance and a better world so you can invest for the future with a sense of wholeness and purpose. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at investeventide.com.
Delighted you're joining us today for MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, taking your calls and questions on anything financial. Is it your lifestyle? Is it your giving, your long-term savings and investments? Maybe paying down debt and the best way to tackle that. We'd love to hear from you with whatever you're thinking about today at 800-525-7000. We have some lines open. May is calling today. Just before the break, she told us she's hoping to retire next year, has about $65,000 in an IRA. She mentioned the investment categories that she's invested in, the sectors, but she indicated that she understands the entire portfolio is in a stock portfolio. Just wondering how to navigate that as she plans, as she's living off of retirement and drawing an income from this IRA. And May, what I was saying was, you know, typically at age 75, as you begin to start to draw an income from this, as you move into full-time retirement, you know, we would typically think about having a probably a 60-40 or a 70-30 portfolio with the larger percentage toward more fixed income, stable type investments, just to smooth out the volatility with a goal of perhaps, you know, earning about 4% a year, which on $65,000, you know, would be $2,600 a year or, you know, $215 a month or so. Does that match what your need is, or do you need to withdraw more than that?
No, that sounds great.
Okay. And so I think the key is if you're in entirely stocks, you would need to be willing to kind of weather, I usually say 35 to 40% downside, because if we get into a real recession, and we saw this kind of play out earlier this year, although we have recovered a bit, there certainly could be more of a down leg here. But, you know, if you hit a recession, you know, you need to be able to weather that kind of downside, and shifting more toward fixed income with this portfolio is going to really lessen that volatility, hopefully smooth it out a bit. And the idea would be that you could preserve the principal balance at $65,000 and you know, be able to take that 4% a year. So typically with that, if you went with, let's say, a 40% allocation to stocks, you might have a 20% large cap, maybe 10% small cap, 10% international, something like that. And then, you know, half of it in bonds and the rest in cash type investments. You know, that would be what that would typically look like. And you can either do that yourself using indexes, you know, high quality index ETFs or mutual funds, or you could use one of the robo advisors like the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios or Betterment, that for maybe 20 basis points, 1/5 of 1%, it would automatically create this portfolio and rebalance it, you know, regularly without any transactions cost. So it's still fairly reasonable, and you're essentially just capturing the broad moves of the market. But as I said, moving more toward a largely fixed income strategy versus a stock strategy. But give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. So can you recommend the fixed income?
You know, what I would probably do is either connect with our friends at soundmindinvesting.org, and they could help you with the actual ETFs or mutual funds you'd want to pick, or use one of the robo solutions. I like either Schwab Intelligent Portfolios. You would basically open the IRA there, you'd transfer it over, you'd fill out, you know, kind of your age, risk tolerance, goals, and objectives, and it would automatically create, using these low-cost exchange-traded funds, this you know, mix between stock indexes and bond indexes, and it'd probably be around 1/5 of 1% a year.
Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds perfect. That's what I'm looking for.
good. Okay, check out the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios or Betterment, or if you want a more hands-on approach, just reach out to our friends at soundmindinvesting.org. And May, if you have other questions along the way, don't hesitate to reach out. We appreciate your call today. We'll stay in Arkansas. John, you go right ahead, sir.
Hi. My question is regarding refinancing our home to pay off some debt. I was just curious if you think that's a good idea right now.
Tell me about the mortgage that you have now, John. What do you owe on it? What's the interest rate, and what's the term remaining?
Okay, it's a we refinanced last year. It's a 23-year term. I think the loan amount is about $105,000, and and what was the other question?
What's the interest rate?
3.25 is what it is.
3.25?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and tell me about the debt you're trying to pay off.
Well, the guy we talked to yesterday, he's wanting to roll, the credit card debt, which is about $5,000. We've got a couple of loans that are about $5,000 in total, and then we've got a car that we're paying on. It's about $8,500, but he's wanting to roll that all into the new loan. I think he wants to finance it for 20 years. Right now, our mortgage includes property taxes and home insurance, but he's which it will in this new one. But yeah. I think it's going to bump it up to about a little over $1,000 a month.
Yeah. With your current mortgage payment, John, which includes principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, and keeping all of the minimums paid on the loans you just described, the car, the credit cards, and the other loan, are you able to cover everything? And do you perhaps have even a little bit left over at the end of the month?
Yeah. I mean, we're doing pretty good. We don't have as much as we'd like, left over. But, yeah, we're able to meet our needs.
Yeah, so given that, John, I don't like this plan. This just doesn't make sense in any scenario, and here's why. Number one, you're going to see a pretty significant increase in that interest rate. That 3.25% rate is a great rate. Number two, you just spent thousands of dollars to get into this mortgage. You're going to have to do that again. Typically, it'd be minimum of 2%, so a couple of grand, usually 3 or 4%, so probably $3,000 or $4,000 in cost just to refinance it. And you're going to roll this unsecured debt and secure it to your house. And it doesn't typically solve the problem that got you there in the first place when we do this. And so 9 times out of 10, the person will call me back 6 months later and say, guess what? I've got that new mortgage, spent $4,000 to get it, and now the credit card debt's back. So I'd rather you put the credit cards into a debt management program with ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Don't touch that mortgage. There's just no reason to. Hold on the line. We'll talk a little bit more off the air, and we'll be right back.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
Hello, my name is Todd Friel. I am the host of Wretched Radio, heard right here on American Family Radio from 10 p.m. till midnight Central Standard Time. Not to brag, but Wretched Radio from 10 p.m. till midnight is the single best Christian radio program on American Family Radio at that time period. That's right. We hope that you'll join us Saturday night. See for yourself from 10 p.m. till midnight for Wretched Radio on American Family Radio.
If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes be like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options in plain English? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit MoneyWise.org and click the link that says Find a CKA. That's MoneyWise.org.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
AFA upholds the truth that all human beings, including the unborn, are created in the image of God and are worthy of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to meet their healthcare costs affordably, biblically, and compassionately. It's not insurance, but a voluntary cost-sharing ministry based on the biblical example of Christians sharing each other's needs. And members aren't fined under the law for not having health insurance. Christian Healthcare Ministries might be your health cost solution. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. Had a chance to talk to John off the air a bit during that break, and John's going to sit tight with that mortgage, not going to touch that great 3.25% interest rate, even though it sounded good to maybe perhaps save a little bit on a monthly basis, taking that unsecured debt, securing it to the house, stringing it out over the next 20 years, paying for the cost of the refi, having a mortgage that's now a couple of points, probably higher on the interest rate, just doesn't make sense. So John's going to think about a credit counseling program for that $5,000 to get that paid off. And then once it's gone, focus on really fully funding that emergency fund and saving for the next car purchase. And he and his wife will be well on their way toward the goals that they have. But grateful for John's call today. Kim in Tennessee, you're next on the program. I understand you want to respond to Sean's previous question about job hunting.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. And please excuse my voice. It's allergy sinus
okay.
in Tennessee. what I wanted to say is about 5 years ago, I unexpectedly lost my job. I got fired. Never thought I'd get fired in a million years. But at any rate, I was unemployed for 8 months. And the way unemployment works, or at that time, you had to apply for at least 3 jobs a week, every week, to receive your unemployment. So I did that. I was unemployed for about 8 months. The very last week that I was going to get an unemployment check, I had heard nothing from anyone. I had gone on about 3 interviews. Mm-hmm. The very last week, I was so stressed out, I didn't know what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. And I got a call from one of the employers that I interviewed with, and they said, even though you interviewed for this job, we think you would be great for this other job that I had no idea of. And I said, okay, great. I didn't know what the job was or anything. I was just like, you know, great. But the point that I'm trying to make is after I got the job, and I love the job, I regretted so much that I did not trust God and his purpose and his plan for me. Because once I thought about it, if I had not spent all that time being worried about when, where, how I was going to get another job, how soon, you know, I could have used that time to perhaps start my own business, which I'm interested in. I'm a seamstress, and, I could have built an alterations business, a successful one, within that 8 months' time. And I know that Sean said he does woodworking as a side hustle. Maybe that, if that's something he really enjoys, maybe that's something that God has given him time to turn into, individual, a sole proprietorship.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Kim, what an encouragement you are. And I know that Sean is, I'm sure he's listening and encouraged by it. And I know many others are as well. Two big takeaways. One is we need to trust God's plan. We're there at the parade on the curb, seeing what's right in front of us. God has the blimp view, right? He sees the beginning, the middle, and the end. And we need to trust his plan. As the late Larry Burkett used to say, God is never late, but seldom early. And so usually he's working on our hearts in the meantime. And I think you also pointed out perhaps anytime we have a season of a pause where we're waiting on God, maybe we need to look at other alternatives. And that includes looking at inside toward how God has wired us and gifted us. And I think that's where these career assessments can be very, very valuable. But we appreciate you weighing in today on the program and being an encouragement to Sean. God bless you, Kim. To Arkansas we go. Richard, thanks for calling. You're next on the program.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, sir. I have a question about Social Security. I am a full-time employee, 64 years old. I started, drawing around 62, and they said I couldn't make over $1,500. So at the time, I was making around $16, but now I'm up to around about $18, and I'm paying back in to Social Security. Instead of them paying me, I'm paying them back. So I was just wondering, is there any way I could maybe take some of my check and put somewhere else, and they would at the same time send me my check?
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm not sure I totally understand. I mean, here's the way this works, Richard. So if you take benefits before your full retirement age, the Social Security earnings limit is $1,630 a month or $19,560 per year in 2022. If you earn over that, the Social Security will just hold back $1 of your benefit for every $2 you earn above that amount. Now, if that wasn't happening for some reason and now the agency wants you to repay the amount you were overpaid, that could be what's going on. Does that sound right?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what's going on. But I thought maybe if I could put some money somewhere else, you know what I'm saying? When my check come out, instead of it being, say, 18 a month, maybe I could show 15. But I don't know if I'd be able to do that.
No, you can't. I mean, you're going to have to report whatever it is. The good news is that down the road, once you reach full retirement age, you'll actually be reimbursed for the money you had to pay back now, because that reduction that they hold back, the dollar for every $2 that you're kind of replenishing here for working and earning beyond the limit is only temporary. It will be made up to you in a higher check from full retirement age forward until it's fully restored down the road. So you'll actually get that back. So I think from that standpoint, even though that sounds silly, that's how the system works. And, I would, just stay on with your current plan and get that paid back and know that that will eventually be coming back to you. So we appreciate you checking in with us today, Richard. God bless you, my friend. To Oregon, Lynn, thank you for calling. Go right ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I am retired. I am soon to be 68 years old. I have a question about my 403B. So I'm on a pension right now is all. If I need some money to bridge between now and age 70, when I plan to take my Social Security, so it'll be at a higher rate, would you advise pulling it out of the 403B so that the interest or the taxes would be a little lower at this point?
Yeah, I like that plan a lot. If you don't mind, turn your radio down just a little bit. But that can make a lot of sense, Lynn, just because, when you delay those Social Security payments, as you know, that's going to increase by 8% a year. And this is a common strategy to really take advantage of that benefit by starting to pull from the 401k as soon as possible without triggering penalties, and only potentially, you know, draw just as only what you need and let that Social Security check continue to grow, and then you enjoy that higher payout for the rest of your life. So I like that plan a lot, and I think that makes some sense. Obviously, the more you can limit that, the better, because then that's more that's growing for the future. But if you need to kind of, as you said, bridge some income needs between now and age 70, pulling from that 403B, I think makes a lot of sense, especially given where taxes are right now. Lynn, thanks for your call today. 800-525-7000. We'll be back with our final segment just around the corner. Give us a call.
You feel like you're fighting a daily battle against your boss or your teen or that stack of unpaid bills? Well, there is a war going on, and it's much bigger than you can imagine. This week on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress explains how to protect yourself against Satan's attacks by putting on the armor of God. Listen all this week to Pathway to Victory.
Weekday mornings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
Busy families often generate a big problem. It's called clutter. And on the next Focus on the Family, Kathy Lipp helps us understand the hows and whys of clutter and describes the stress it can cause your marriage and your family. But there's good news. You can learn how to live clutter-free. Next time on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
Your kids are grown and you're in a new stage of life. It's a challenging adjustment, but author Dr. Jim Burns says now is the time to make a fresh start. And his new book, Finding Joy in the Empty Nest, will equip you with practical, biblical advice. Learn to manage big issues like aging parents, managing a fixed income, or how to help your children. Request your copy of Finding Joy in the Empty Nest with a gift of $25 or more at moneywise.org.
Investing is more than just returns. It's an expression of who you are and what you value. Does the way you invest your money reflect your identity as a Christian? At Eventide, we design investments for performance and a better world, so you can invest with the confidence to reach your financial goals while remaining true to your Christian values and commitments. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More is available at investeventide.com. That's investeventide.com.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Here in our final segment of the broadcast today, we've got some lines open. We'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. You know, as you're considering how to give to ministries that support your values and equip God's people to serve His kingdom, there are a variety of unique ways that you can give to MoneyWise. By the way, we are completely listener-supported as a not-for-profit ministry, and we only do what we do as a result of listener support. Well, you can donate actually stock, real estate, life insurance, or even include MoneyWise in your estate plan to help us expand the message of God's financial wisdom. And if this is something you'd like to discuss, you're a part of the MoneyWise family, you count on this broadcast, and you'd like to help others learn God's wisdom in addressing their finances, well, we'd love to hear from you. So as a next step, we would just encourage you to click the Contact Us button at moneywise.org, and someone from our team will get right back to you. Again, moneywise.org, just click Contact Us if you'd like to know how to donate appreciated assets or be or have MoneyWise included in your estate plan. And thanks in advance for your interest. Again, 800-525-7000. This came into us through the MoneyWise community. Let me tackle this question today. It was a good one. Jane says, I have a 24-year-old grandson who needs help. His spending is out of control. His parents are not like this and have tried to help. He does okay when he's with them, and they keep track of his spending, but he moved out and is making a lot of unwise decisions. He's now in debt to the tune of about $5,000. He has no job. He doesn't have a clue what he would like to do. And this is heartbreaking, of course. What advice do you have for me? Thank you for your ministry. And Jane, I know this has to be heartbreaking to watch your grandchild go through this. obviously he needs to make his sole priority getting a job so that he can then begin to develop a spending plan and keep his expenses paid, get out of this cycle of debt. The challenge is if he's been getting a lot of help along the way, and you know that is kind of what he's accustomed to, perhaps he hasn't really learned the value of hard work, and unfortunately, and this is going to be challenging, some tough love may be in order here so he can understand and really appreciate before he's got a family and these problems get even bigger, he can appreciate the consequences of his action. And so I think you may need to look at exercising some tough love there. Second, I would encourage you to suggest that he get a career assessment, perhaps the one we've mentioned a couple of times already today, Career Direct at careerdirect.org could be a great resource, Jane, because not only does it look at his skills and his interests and his aptitude, but it also looks at his values, kind of how God has wired him and his giftings by God's design. And so that could be perhaps a gift you give him, which is one of these career assessments and some counseling along with it. And then lastly, I would say, you know, as you're encouraging him, if you want to be of help financially, just make sure you do it in a way that you encourage the right behaviors, because so often, we can give money in a way that just really doesn't reinforce the good behaviors. In fact, it can continue negative behaviors if we're not careful. And so, for instance, once he gets that job and he's on a budget, you say, listen, every, payment you make to your debt, I'll match it. If you send something over and above the minimum payment, things like that I think really could encourage him to make the right choices. But we'll ask the Lord to give you some wisdom, Jane, as you navigate this. I know it certainly can be challenging. All right, back to the phones we go to Texas. Maria, thank you for calling. I understand you have a Social Security question.
I'm 66 years old, and I was 66 in March. I'm considering to retire. But I'd heard that no matter how much longer I work, the amount of money Social Security will pay me will not increase. Whatever the amount is set. So if I work to 70, it doesn't mean, like, for example, I won't get, instead of getting $1,200 a month, I'll get $1,500 a month. Does that make sense?
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, it's not good information that you've received. The way Social Security works is if you delay benefits beyond full retirement age, whatever you would have received based on your highest 35 years of earnings, whatever you would have received at full retirement age, and that's available to you to get directly from Social Security Administration, that amount, if you delay it, will increase by 8% a year. It actually increases by 1/12 of 8% every month until age 70. So if you delay fully, you could have a check, perhaps 24 to 32% higher than you would have if you claimed at 66 or 67. And so, that is absolutely the way it works. The other piece of it, which applies whether you delay it or not, is the other way to increase your benefit check is if you continue to work, and in any year you work, you replace one of your previous 35 high earning years with a higher year. If any of those 35 are lower than what you continue to work and earn, then you can replace one of those, and that will also increase your benefit check. But that's going to happen whether you delay Social Security or not. But if you delay only up until age 70, it caps there, you will get an increase in 8% a year.
Okay, thank you. Great.
Okay, absolutely, Maria. We appreciate your call today. Let's head to, we'll stay in Texas. Sandy, go ahead. You're next on the program.
Yeah, somewhere along the line, I got some bad counsel about fear of the market to take my money out. So I've been out, my retirement account, I've been out for quite a few years. I am invested in money market, but I'm not making any money.
Yeah.
So I still think that I probably have this fear of, obviously the unknown. I'm trying to figure out, okay, so how do I get back in? How do I get help with investing, and
sure.
I don't think I'm going to do it on my own, even though I thought I would.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I would concur with that. You know, I think it can be very emotional, and emotions, typically when it comes to investing, cause us to make the wrong decisions. We tend to, operate of a fear mentality, and with the time where we should be thinking about adding to our investments, or at least at the very least staying the course, we do the opposite and we pull back because we see the account dropping, even though it's unrealized. We lock it in and go to cash, which it sounds like what you did here. And, I'm not, it's not something you should feel bad about. It's just a natural human emotion, but that's where having some wise counsel with some expert advice and management can really be helpful. Sandy, what do you have in the IRA right now?
Well, it's down to probably about $430,000.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, so obviously you've spent a lifetime amassing a significant amount of money. We want to manage it wisely. I mean, typically as you enter retirement, you'd probably want to have a minimum of 30% in stocks. You could be as high as 40 if you wanted to at 65 when you're retiring, and probably the balance in a fixed income portfolio. But where it's really managed, and I think having somebody who understands your goals and objectives is not, doing something they want to do, but really taking what they understand about who you are, what your income needs are, how much risk tolerance, you have, they'll build and manage a portfolio that I think will give you some peace of mind over time. And by moving toward a lower percentage of stocks, that's going to kind of smooth out the volatility as well. So what I would recommend that you do is head to our website, moneywise.org, and click the button that says Find a CKA. So we trust here at MoneyWise the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. This is the gold standard designation in financial services for men and women who've met high standards in competency and character, pastor references, client references, statement of faith, but also they've been trained to apply biblical wisdom to their advice and counsel, and therefore they've earned the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. I'd interview two or three CKAs in your area, try to find the one that's the best fit, and that would be the direction that I would go. And then you'd have somebody who's a trusted advisor that you can meet with regularly, communicate with often, but they would take responsibility with your goals in mind of deploying these assets, and they're probably going to stage it into the market, probably not all in one day, but over a period of time to get you back in, but with an allocation that makes sense based on what you're trying to accomplish. Does that make sense to you?
It does. So what with what's going on with the market, is it a good time to get in now? I mean, I know things have been down.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think it certainly is. And here's why. Nobody knows what the next 6 months or a year will hold. Could we, go down another 20% from here? Sure. Could we be positive by the end of the year? Absolutely. We just don't know. Nobody does in the short term. If they tell you they do, they're misleading you. Market's off 400 today. It could be up 1,000 tomorrow. But what we do know is that you're going to be buying in lower than where the market was beginning of the year. Although, maybe you missed a little bit of the recovery we've seen, although I think that's probably temporary. And the idea of systematically deploying this in over, let's say, a 6 month period or a 4 month period is going to allow you to kind of smooth out that reentry, so you're not just doing it all on a single day. The reality is we're going to trust the long term trends here and not the near term, because we just don't know about the near term. But as long as we're looking out 10 years, and if you're in good health and the Lord tarries, you need this money to last decades. So we don't really care what happens over the next year or two. We're looking long term. And I think from that standpoint, we can trust that, let's start moving back into the market with a well thought out strategy. And that's going to serve you well over time. Sandy, we appreciate your call today. All the best to you as you think about this next season of life. And folks, that's going to do it for us today. So delighted you were along with us as we applied God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. Let me say thanks to my amazing team, Jim Henry providing research today, Devin Patrick, our engineer and producer, Pat Montague doing a fabulous job managing our phones today as well. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy church on Sunday and come back and join us on Monday. Lord willing, I'll be here. May God bless you. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.